Hi there, it's Maria again. I'm so glad you're here to learn how you can manage your stress. This will take just about 5 minutes of your time. So tell me what worries you. What stresses you out? Could it be that there are so many decisions to be made and it's difficult to figure out what's right for you now? Or are you worried about how you'll make it financially? Do you wonder when you will feel like you matter again and there is balance in your life? Each one of these things can turn your world upside down. And if you struggle with more than one of them at a time, well, that can just put you right over the edge. One thing I know for sure is that creating a daily practice of self-care is a surefire way to manage these stressful times. Take some time for yourself. You know you deserve it, right? Have you heard what a wise grandmother once said when her granddaughter asked, "Grammy, do I come first?" And Grammy replied, "Yes, darling, you come first, after me." Let's heed those words and take care of you first. I like to begin my day with this kind of practice because it sets me up for a great start. Find a time that suits you and try to make it the same time every day. This is how you create a new routine for yourself. Doing a practice like this every day will begin to show you benefits in no time flat. Try it. It works for me, and I'm certain it can work for you too. Modify these ideas so that they resonate highly with you. See if there are any new ideas for you in my five personal favorite steps to relieve stress. They are each very simple. I actually find that combining several or even all of these steps makes for a wonderful stress-relieving punch. Take a break. Take care of you for a change. Here's the first step. Go to your favorite place to relax and set aside some time that's uninterrupted. If you can't clear a whole hour to do this, start with 15 or 20 or 30 minutes. Come on, I know you can do this. Work up to a full hour as often as you can. You'll be amazed at how recharged you'll feel. Step number two. Light your favorite scented candles to create a soothing atmosphere. I happen to be a Scentsy wax burner advocate myself, and I love their lavender scent for my favorite space for relaxing. Step number three. Add the music that soothes your soul to the mix. I'm partial to smooth jazz, instrumentals, and I love also like the sounds of the ocean or nature. What music soothes you the most? And if silence is your preference, then make your space silent. Step number four. Sit in a comfortable position on the floor or a chair or a couch. Surround yourself with your favorite comfy things. I have a favorite chair and ottoman that I sit in, and I cover myself with a warm, comfy wrap so my feet don't get cold. And my little Pomeranian Karma is at my side. That's what makes me comfy. What makes you comfy? And step number five. This is the most important step. You can skip the candles and the music if you'd like to, but don't skip this step. Breathe deeply in through your nose and out through your pursed lips, each time to the count of five. In to the count of five, out to the count of five. And repeat this at least 10 times. With each exhale, relax your body, starting from your toes and moving slowly up to your ankles, calves, thighs, waist, rib cage, fingers, and arms. Relax and drop your shoulders. Release the tension in your neck and in your jaw. Pay attention to the furrow in your brow and forehead. Relax it. Imagine the tension is moving out of your body through the top of your head. Keep breathing purposefully in this relaxed state and call to your imagination the most relaxing scene you can think of. Are you on a beach with the waves gently washing over your feet? Or maybe you're in the mountains with a cool, crisp breeze rustling through your hair. How about a hammock swinging gently as you enjoy the scent of the flowers in bloom? Go to your favorite place and stay a while. Breathe deeply, slowly. Just let the thoughts flow in and out of your consciousness. Great insights come when we sit quietly, breathe intentionally, and let go of the stress. Practice this technique as often as you can. When you take care of yourself in small ways that release stress, you can think more clearly, be able to listen to your own inner wisdom, your intuition, and make more inspired choices as you come back from each meditative time you set aside. I like to call these my mini staycations. Feel free to play this recording anytime to guide you through step 5 to relax and release stress. This may take some practice, so be patient with yourself. Don't force it. Give it time to become a new routine for yourself. Till next time, this is Maria, sending you warm hugs.